Retired law enforcement officer, security expert, and award-winning storyteller Paul Merrick, along with his co-host Jesse Clay, former Navy SEAL and four-time heavyweight Kumite world champion, together we'll discuss the broad array of current events using their unique backgrounds to further dissect each story. The only question you have to ask yourself is, are you ready to roll? Well, hello, Jesse.
Well, hello, Paul. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. Are you still sore?
Yeah, still sore. Trying to get in to see all the doctors, but everybody's booked.
Oh, yeah.
Not till like after Thanksgiving, which is next week. Can you believe that?
Yeah, Thanksgiving next week. Yeah. Get to see all the family. Well, I'm happy about who we're going to see. You sound a little dissuaded here.
No, I'm happy about the people I'm going to see, too. The only problem is I was at a event this weekend, and I was listening to people at the hospital talk about family and holidays and what to do. And remember, your aunt was coming, and don't say this because she's a Republican or he's a Democrat, and we want to have a good holiday. People come to Thanksgiving to eat, stuff themselves, and watch football.
And take a nap.
That's what you do. Was that tryptophan? Is that what's in turkey? Tryptophan?
Yeah. Is that in a prime rib too? I hope so.
I guess it all depends on your family members.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's always interesting, you know, around holidays. I love my kids.
It's
I love
crazy
my grandkids.
Times.
Yeah. But
it's the crazy times.
You know, back when I was in the situation, relationship, it was always weird to watch the family dynamics.
Oh.
You know, I'm sure they said the same thing about me, but shoot, my kids, we just mostly talk about anything but what the hell's going on. You know, we talk about football, basketball, baseball, soccer, everything. Some politics we have a conversation about, some stuff we just leave alone, but for the most part, it's just crazy. We just don't talk at all about anything that's going to be controversial, or if they know their brothers are going to be upset, or one of the wives is upset. One of my daughter-in-laws is upset. And now it's weird. My grandkids have a perception of what they deem the political vibe.
So you mean perception or delusion? I'm trying to get to where you're going here, because a lot of young people, you know, don't really, I think, have a grasp on everything that's going on right now. They think they do because of what their teachers tell them sometimes.
But yeah, their teachers and their friends. That's their two largest, you know. I could tell them this is red 1,000 times.
Right.
And their teacher could say, you know, that's kind of a chartreuse. And it's like, oh, Dad, it's not red. It's chartreuse. It's like, oh, okay, or burgundy or whatever. So, but if they have a good teacher, it's a great situation.
Right.
If they have a crappy teacher, it sucks, because now they need to unlearn all that
crap.
Yes, that they learned previously. So it's just a different deal.
Well, in my mind, a good teacher is someone who teaches the three R's, and along with that, reinforces respect for their elders, including their parents.
Yeah.
Not this. I mean, you see nowadays that these we're not going to overdo it here. There's a lot of really good kids out here.
We're not generalizing. Going from specific situations.
Right. But there's seems to be this draw for I'm the most important thing, and it's all about me. And then when all of a sudden they find out that's not the case, all hell breaks loose, because they can't understand why it's not all about them.
Yeah. And that's part of the problem.
Right. The Karen situation, mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing.
But then again, I have several friends who are teachers, and their big thing is...
God bless me.
Bless you. Was that a sneeze? Or
I forgot the cough button, so...
Okay.
See, this, you know this is real and live, because I'm sneezing in the background.
Sneezing
and
coughing. I'm rubbing my eye. There you go.
Yeah.
No nose picking going on here, though.
No, you know what's funny is the Croatians, if they're sitting around on the holidays, and then you mix in some Italians and people will say Hispanic, but they weren't Hispanic. They're Mexican, right? Because that's our family, right?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with saying that. You mix those all in together, and everybody's sitting around, and everybody's agreeing about everything. Someone purposely will take the other side, even if they don't believe it, just to get a conversation going on. In Slav community, you know, what we call a discussion, a lot of people would term like an argument. But it's boring. It's boring. You know, you sit around, I agree with you. We don't like that. We like a little tension in the air because that's how you get to truth, you know? So I think that's kind of funny. What about this? And it's not, you know, a personal thing that the conversations we would have, a lot of it would be politics or about work, how you would do a certain thing. You know, the fisherman would argue about, yeah, you should do this with the nets or you do that. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it, you know, 50 years or police work or whatever. It was those type of things.
Yeah.
It made for a lot of entertainment, you know? So I can't imagine that they want this, like this disinfected world. You can't say anything. You can't have an opinion. You can't, because if you have an opinion, you're going to offend somebody. And
well, that's true.
You know, but that should be okay.
Yeah, it should be okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. When I lived in Boulder, I guess that was 10, 15 years ago. No, maybe longer than that. I lived a while ago. And every Saturday afternoon, midday, there was two little places we'd go and meet, and it would be mostly college educated, a lot of doctoral graduates,
okay,
a lot of PhDs, and we would sit down and they'd pick up four cards. It was a debate group,
right?
And what we would do is there'd be a subject on there. Now, you agreed with it or disagreed, it didn't matter, because you had 30 minutes to argue that point,
right?
You had 10 minutes to prepare, 30 minutes to argue, and then at the end of 30 minutes, you switch to the other side.
Yeah. I used to do that. Yeah.
So then you argue what you just argued for, you argue against. And it made some pretty interesting viewpoints and pretty interesting conversation. But most of all, it showed knowledge is the key. The more factual information you have, the easier it is to have a sustainable or a winnable argument.
Right.
You know, you can't just go, well, because I said. You know, these aren't children. These are
Slavs can do that.
Yeah.
What, Grandpa? Why, like, because I said?
Yeah. Well, that's a different thing when you're talking to a mature adult.
But I get what you're saying. Adult. Yeah.
So it kind of grew on me, and I really miss it.
Yeah.
That kind of conversation you don't find much anymore.
No, because they're these made up rules that we should not be following at all. Well, you and I really don't, but. Mm-hmm. You know, saying you can't say this, you can't say that. No, you can say pretty much whatever you want if you can, and then you have to defend it, you know, like it's not because like I said, they want this disinfected, you can't say this, you can't say that. And what they're doing, a lot of this is government because they make new rules all the time about, you know, you're going to offend somebody or someone because of something that's lately silly.
Yeah.
But because of that, they're also controlling speech. And when they control speech, eventually they control thought. And that's I think, their goal. I think that's their goal. Like, you know, we don't want you thinking for yourselves, but we don't want you saying offensive things, but we love it when you're fighting with each other.
Yeah, because then you're not watching what's going on.
Right. You're not watching who's really pulling the strings.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that's what's happening right now. And I think a little bit good has come out of this quote unquote pandemic that we had. Yeah, it was a pandemic. I'm not saying it wasn't, but the rules that were imposed on a lot of people were wrong. And we know that now.
Oh, you mean the mask?
the mask, the vaccines, the lockdown, especially that did nothing to benefit anyone. It still did what it was going to do.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. What?
It did benefit somebody, the drug manufacturers.
Oh, did you hear the latest?
Oh, what is it?
I believe it's Pfizer has a new medication out right now for sudden heart events. So if I understand this correctly,
sudden
mitocarditis
events.
Is something that it was, at least what we've been told, a potential side effect of the vaccine provided by companies like Pfizer.
Pfizer, yeah.
Now they have a drug that will evidently prevent or mitigate to a certain extent the cause of the vaccine. So oh, here's billions more. Here's how we make money. Okay, first we get everybody to take this this stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's like, first, it's like, okay, first, let's get everybody to take fentanyl. It's so addictive. Mm-hmm. And then we'll come up with something that will cure them. You know, lately it's been death, but mm-hmm. we'll come up with something that will cure them, and then we'll make money on it again.
Yeah.
Well, and there'll be a side effect to that, and then we'll make a new drug for that. And this is how we propagate business. So,
oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah,
it's awesome.
Well, it's awesome if you're in that industry or if you have stock in that market. I mean, it's great then because you're doing something. Unless you catch cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And then it's all, you know, I keep hearing these things about all this is sugar generated disease. It's like, huh? Well, they have it in other worlds too, other countries too, that don't have the same sugar consumption as we.
Right.
As us. So I kind of believe it to a point, and then I'm going like, yeah, come on.
Well, we can get in on that too. I'm sure this would be a conversation for some family members too, mm-hmm. That would go back and forth. But there's a difference between sugar and like high fructose corn syrup.
Yes.
And how it affects your body. Your body doesn't know what to do with the high fructose corn syrup quite like it mm-hmm. knows what to do with just sugar yeah. right? And so that, and if you look at, I mean, there's some things we look at over the last 30, 40 years that have changed in our diet as a society. And, you know, that's the point right to sugar. But a big part of that, which changed, was it's a lot of things have been sugar replaced with high fructose corn syrup. And that seems to be a huge problem for
everybody,
weight and health issues and all kinds of stuff.
You know, look at all the GMOs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, you know, we're talking about exporting American grain. We can't because the countries won't take it because it's a GMO product.
No. And you start to wonder, like, is it just the lifestyle? Like, you know, my family living in Croatia, is it just the lifestyle? I'm sure it's a big part of why they're healthier and live longer, mm-hmm. right, on average. But you're right. They don't allow those kinds of chemical compounds in their country. The food, most of the food is locally grown, you know, the meats are locally grown. They're fishing right out of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Their food is much higher quality. And that, I mean, you know, what you put in is what you get out, right?
Yep, so, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, so that's looks like we're having our little family Thanksgiving discussion right now is what that's we're right. doing. But speaking unfortunately, we agree with most things.
Giving them candy jabs.
Yes. Oh man, yeah. That I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing the family.
That'll be a lot of fun for you guys.
Yeah, it'll be good.
I love my kids and I love the whole holiday time. So I don't know how anybody would have a problem with it, but apparently people do. And I think you know, it is what it is.
Well,
not everybody's going to be happy with everything. So if it works for you, great. If it doesn't work, just shut the hell up and go somewhere. Watch a movie.
I'm never happy with everything, and I'm fine. I mean,
that's a matter of opinion. I'll ask your wife that question.
So we were out to dinner the other night, and Jesse was out of state. And when I mentioned to our very close personal friends that Jesse had been in a little bit of an accident, they. Is he okay? I said, yeah. Luckily, Jesse still knows how to roll, and he was wearing a helmet, but the helmet's trashed.
Yeah.
And when I explained that to Nemo, oh, my gosh, he just like, call him, you know, whatever like that. I said, well, let's do a video. So we did the video we sent to you. Then you FaceTimed us, and we pretty much cleared out the remaining people in the restaurant when we started talking back and forth, half you guys in Japanese and yelling and everything else. It was crazy.
That's how you have a good time.
So some fellows from your team or whatever, what did they say when you told them that at one point we had consumed five of those bottles that we showed them on the...
Well, they had no concept until the next day we went out to a very, very mediocre Japanese, very mediocre. First of all, if I'm going to a Japanese restaurant, I expect the patrons or the... proprietors to be Japanese.
Not what are you, racist?
I'm a racist. You're right. I like my Japanese food prepared by Japanese people. It's like soul food. I like my soul food prepared by folks who are a little closer to my skin tone because they know how to cook.
We're going to go viral on this, I can tell. Hey, and FaceTime's then, Facebook's going to kick us off again. Oh, wait, we don't have Facebook, don't have so it doesn't Facebook matter. Anymore.
Yeah, you get kicked up once too many times already. But, you know, if I go to a Mexican restaurant, I want to see Mexicans in there.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I want to see, because these are the people. If they're, you know, now I'm not saying there aren't folks of different nationalities who can't cook certain foods, like some of the on the Michelin.
Well, absolutely, it's a recipe. It's
they do a great job. But even when I was in San Diego, there was some Mexican guys working in the kitchen,
right.
And they did rolls. They didn't do the sushi.
Right.
So doing rolls, that's fine. But cutting, knowing how to cut the meat, that's an art form. I mean.
So I would maybe add a little something. I remember being in California, and I forget the name of the restaurant right now. There was a sushi chef. She actually was. I hope I get this right. I think she was Mexican, but she had gone to Japan and studied under some master there for like 10 years.
Well, she can't beat that.
Yeah. So basically, you know, I mean, it was really good.
Well, could she speak Japanese? I hope she could.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
I mean, if I go to an Italian restaurant, I want to see Italian people, you know, a mama or somebody in the kitchen. Speaking Italian, yelling at her kids and yelling at the wait staff. It could be great things. It could be not so great things.
No, that's the Croatian restaurant. They yell at everybody. Yeah, the Italians get loud, but not like the Croatians. Yeah. I told you I love you.
Don't you believe me? Yeah. Why don't you believe me?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so, you know, the holidays are coming, and just be ready. The funny thing is everybody's going to take everybody too serious. You're going to have people who are going to be rooting for the Palestinians. People, you know, rooting for the folks from Israel. I mean, that whole situation is definitely not going
to
change.
And you can't even have, like, I see comedians are starting to finally come back out and fight back a little bit, which I'm really happy to see. But a lot of times, I think people who know us and have listened to the podcast for a while know that, you know, some of this is satire. We're going to have fun and say things just to try to get your goat sometimes, too. If you can't do that, I mean, how boring of a world would it be?
Pretty boring.
Yeah. And I think that's what some people want. You know? We do the exact opposite just to piss people off.
And
but then
working.
Make you think. I'm sure we'll piss people off, but we also want to make people think like, well, wait a second. What exactly, I mean, why was that so this or that so terrible? You know, I mean, it's how you treat people too. So,
I heard I was listening to a gentleman give a talk the other night on transgender. You know, he basically said, what do you identify as?
To you?
No. Someone else. Yeah, somebody else. Because you couldn't tell. And that was the appropriate question, because you couldn't tell.
Okay.
You know, like Pat and Saturday Night Live. What was Pat? We don't know. It was transgender. Who knows?
Right.
But anyway. So the question was asked, and it's like, oh, okay, cool. And the person got offended.
Who got offended?
The transgender person, because we didn't know what gender they were. And then the gentleman said, wait a minute, what gender were you born?
Right.
Were you born with a stick shift?
Yeah.
Or with a hamburger bun or hot dog bun? Which one?
Oh.
Which?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, which was interesting. So finally, one of the people in the store knew the person and said, well, he was in my high school gym class, and he had a problem, didn't want to take his clothes off.
Okay.
He had body issues. Right. I get it. I mean, a lot of people do.
Right.
So not a lot of people, but some people do. And it's like, all right, so, you know, no big deal. And it's funny because I listened to a guy talk about how he hated taking showers in high school.
Right.
Like after I think he was a soccer player.
Right.
Which explains it.
Oh, okay.
You know, as we went to, I can't think of a time I didn't go into a men's shower just to take a shower.
Right.
I didn't, you know, how many, think about how many millions of people from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s went into a shower and just had a shower.
Right.
Now, did you have perverts back then? Did you have child molesters? Did you have all these negative things? Sure you did.
Yeah.
But why are other countries still doing this and we have such a problem with it? You know, we're supposed to be the Christian country, right?
Right. It's founded on Christian values.
Yeah, you know, you go to any part of Asia and there's bathhouses.
Right.
So you go to a bathhouse, men take off their clothes, go to the men's side.
Right.
Women take off their clothes, go to the women's side.
Right.
Hmm. How is that going to work with the transgender?
So when somebody said, "Oh, he was born a guy," how did he respond to that then? Was that an issue? Since
he was offended. He didn't say a word. He just was offended.
Well,
but he never answered the question.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm sorry, Mister. I don't know what you are. So you don't have a name tag. Oh, here you go. I went to Verizon. Was it Verizon? No, it was. It was Verizon. No, it wasn't. Was it Verizon?
This is what happens when you get a motorcycle accident when you're an elder gentleman. Yeah.
I'm well seasoned. Anyway, I went to look for a new phone. So I went to and did comparative shopping.
Right.
So I started talking to some people. And then I saw on this guy's shirt, his name tag, it said he, him, and there was one more. It was a male identifier.
Pick.
I don't know. I can't remember.
No, I'm saying.
I was confused. It's like he was obviously a dude.
Right.
But now people could argue, what do you mean? How do you know he was a dude? Well, he had big muscles.
Right.
He looked like a guy.
Right.
You know, when you're, it looked like a dude to me.
Okay.
And his name was a man's name.
Right.
And then he identified as, and it's like, wow, when did corporations start making their folks wear gender identifying name tags?
I don't know. Why? It used to be like that wasn't supposed to be an issue, right?
He, him, his.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I get confused. With, my point is, it used to be that isn't an issue. Are you qualified to do the job?
Yeah.
So just what's your name?
Yeah.
You know,
bingo.
Bingo. That's it. Should be right there and you're good to go. But they're making it an issue because they want everybody fighting with each other.
Absolutely.
It's the same damn thing all over again.
I don't care what you are. I really don't.
Well, you are probably what you are, but however you want to live your life is your choice.
It's your choice.
You
yeah.
know, but you are what you are. And that's the two things.
Yeah.
You know,
I base my friends and my friendships with folks on not what they are. It's who they are.
Right.
If they're good people, I don't care if you're swinging whatever or hot dog bun. I don't care.
Hot dog bun.
Hey, the guy said hot dog bun.
My baloney has a first name. Oh, wait, that's Oscar now.
How would you define Oscar Mayer?
How does Oscar define himself?
Those are cool for you.
He's baloney, so B-O-L-O-G-N-E. So, yeah, so probably, I don't know. I'm confused.
He can spell, ladies and gentlemen. He can spell.
Yeah.
Or at least he memorized the commercial. He knows how the words go, how the letters go.
Okay, let's talk something about what we actually really know about. And
yeah, because I don't know shit about this transgender stuff.
The fights.
Oh, yeah.
So we were absolutely right all the way across the board.
Yep, somebody got knocked the fuck out.
Pretty quickly. Just like Alistair had done to him. Just like Stevie had done to Alistair.
Yep.
Just, we knew what was going to happen. It was so obvious. They built Sergey up, Pavlovich, whatever. They built him up. He's going to use the guy. Now you don't hear anything about him, do you?
Yeah.
Everything's Aspinall.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's Aspinall now. And, you know, he looks to be a pretty decent fighter or whatever. But here's the thing that really irks the crap out of me. So originally, what was the deal? It was Sergey is going to be the backup fighter in case somebody gets hurt. That was he's the backup fighter. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, it wasn't Stipe that had an issue. It was Jones. And then all of a sudden, Stipe's not fighting this guy. I guarantee you, if something happened to Stipe, he got hurt or whatever else, you know, he couldn't make the fight.
Jones still would have fought.
Would have fought Sergey.
Yep.
And it would have been another, like a gone fight, because the guy's so open when he swings. Mm-hmm. That was the plan. But that didn't happen that way. So now we have to bring somebody else in, because we're not going to let Stipe fight for that belt again. And I know this is all just my opinion. I mean, I've never spoken to
this. This is a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, yeah. This is my conspiracy theorist. It's probably very valid and probably true, but it's just my opinion. But it's probably true. But it's just my opinion. But it's probably true.
And it's based off things I think are facts, but I'm not.
No,
sure.
Things I see. And hear. First thing I heard after they announced Sergey fighting Aspinall, and congratulations to Aspinall. That was a good fight. 2 weeks notice. That was pretty good.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah, he was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely great. But when that was announced and they asked Stipe, he said, they never offered it to me. Now you hear Dana down the road say, I talked to him and he's really good with how we're doing this or whatnot, right? I don't think that's true, but I think there's probably contractual things that people have to abide by in order to get paid. And I don't blame him for doing that. But I watched him at the fight sitting there when Sergey got knocked out and he was completely emotionless.
Yeah.
I mean, just a straight face. Like in my mind, knowing the Slav mind. I think he was sitting there going, that could be me there right now, looking down at Sergey on the, because he's open and Stipe's a good boxer. And I know, he's old, he's this or that. I think he would have done the same thing to Sergey that Aspinall did.
Yeah,
but they didn't want to give him that belt, because now how do you do that? If Jones had fought Sergey because Stipe couldn't make it, he'd still be the world champion. But if you let Stipe fight somebody else, there is no interim world champion. It's Stipe if he wins.
He's a world champion.
And he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to do that. That's all Dana. And that's why so many people are ticked off. And you see him get really upset the other day when they said, well, what about a PFL UFC combination to get Nagano to fight, you know, Aspinall or whoever, right?
Yeah.
Oh, will you win for, I don't know what he said, something like the dumbest question of the night or blah, blah, blah. Like that's not going to happen. You know, he should mind his P's and Q's, because there's more and more people getting upset with the way things are being operated there.
Well, UFC is being run like the boxing commissions. Exactly, right. The same. Yeah.
He's basically the Don King of MMA.
Oh God, that's a terrible, but true.
But true.
You can't argue. It's true.
No.
But you think he really cares?
Don King had better hair.
Don King had better hair. He had hair. No, I mean, it's true, but here's the deal. He's still getting paid. Dana's still crushing it.
He's not going to ever be poor or anything like that. But no. I don't see this going his way forever.
I don't think so.
Things are changing. And I think egos are going to be damaged here, because he's not always going to be king of the castle.
But he is right now.
He is right now, but the walls are crumbling.
I don't know.
Where were the payouts with this last fight? It should have been huge. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't at all.
You know, so.
Well, people didn't want to see. He just salvaged the card. That's all he did. And Stipe, I know you love him.
Yeah.
He's not going to draw with who he was fighting. He wouldn't have drawn.
He would have drawn more than these two guys did. People had paid
to see Jones.
To see Stipe. There's a lot of people that, I mean, like, have you seen those stadiums? They're filled with Croatians in there. No, I'm serious. He's got a huge following. And all that was done because they paid to see that fight between Stipe and Jones, not between Sergey and Aspinall, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's I understand, Dana, it's a business decision. It's a business decision.
It's a controlled decision too, because I don't think he's ever really liked Stipe. I don't think he really likes Nagano. I know that.
Well, he didn't like Jones for a while either, remember? He didn't like Jones, and he said he's gone. And
he's always got this thing for him, though. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, as much trouble. If anybody else had done the things that Jones had done, they never would be fighting in the UFC. Mm. There's nobody else that's done that many bad things. There's nobody else.
Conor McGregor.
And he's still, I mean, look how that went.
Yeah, but here's the deal. The only reason Conor hasn't fought again is because he's a steroid king now.
Right. Like Jones.
No, not like
that. That's how that's a, that injury is so implicit with the steroid use. Yeah, it is.
It happened.
It is. I read it on Google.
It's true. No, he got hurt, and he was. That's why he's filming his training for the documentary that they were going to do from UFC. He was getting money for that.
They didn't film everything. They didn't film him taking the drugs.
Sure they did. And he was drinking his coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Those Croatians laced his coffee.
You know, now that, and I know they say they can fix that and he'll be fighting this next year. He went and got the surgery right away. Good for him or whatever.
Yeah.
I think even more so, even though they're both going to be older, I think even more so Stipe has his way with him now. Because I think there's not a problem with Jones walking around at probably a heavyweight weight naturally, but I think there's a problem with him having that weight ready to fight somebody like not just Stipe, but even at like an Aspinall or whatever. I think he's going to have issues with those guys now because he was good at light heavyweight, but there's too many guys
who are coming down from a natural 300
right,
plus.
Right. He, you know, I mean, people are, oh, yeah, he'd have his way with Nagano. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I mean,
Nagano's a different beast.
Yeah. He that would be a short fight because he could hit him anywhere and hurt him. Yeah. So that, I mean, that's not
but
even.
Again, it would have to be quick because Nagano, watching this last fight with him and Tyson Fury.
Yeah, but that was, what, seventh round he started getting tired, right?
Well, actually, it was about the fifth he started opening his mouth.
Okay, so.
Still five rounds.
So.
Five three-minute rounds.
So that's 15 minutes. So that's three rounds, basically, in the UFC out of a five-round fight.
UFC, five-round fight, 5 minutes.
Yeah, so that's so basically.
25 minutes.
Yeah, so basically the third round he would be getting tired.
Yeah.
There's no way that Jones lasts three rounds.
Not the way he hits.
No. Or kicks or wrestles.
Yeah.
You know?
But see, it'd be interesting. Now, he won't beat Jones on the ground. I guarantee you that.
No. I'm not. Well, first of all, I might disagree with that a little bit. What I'm saying is he doesn't have to beat Jones on the ground. He just has to be able to get up, and he can.
Oh, yeah, he can escape.
Yeah.
I think he's strong enough, he can get away.
So, and you saw, like, in the last previous, well, because Jones hasn't fought for a while either, except for Gone, and that wasn't really a very long fight.
Right, yeah, that was.
If he has trouble with keeping guys on the ground, then he has to go back to striking. Mm-hmm. Well, forget about it with Nagano. I mean, you're going to trade Nagano's, punches with him,
no,
forget about it. He's not that powerful of a puncher. He never was. And Nagano showed he has a chin. So that's just a waste of time trying that. So,
yeah. Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody's got a puncher's chance.
Everybody's got a puncher's chance. And I think the puncher's chance is better if, in fact, and then they got these guys out there going, well, it should be Jones and Aspinall now. Forget about Steve. Why do they keep pushing him out of the way?
Because he's Croatian. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think they're all a bunch of racists against Croatians. I really do.
Yeah, because Croatia is part of Africa, and they don't like Africa. Oh, wait a minute. Stipe's from Africa. No, he's from Croatia.
Actually,
there's no way you can reach and find it.
No. I'm saying it's not that far away from East Africa when you go across the Mediterranean right there. So
yeah, well, yeah, no. No, as much as you want to reach, no.
I'll work on it.
Yeah. So who are you calling? Hey, what about the Broncos?
Yeah, what about them?
They won. They beat the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. I know. They beat the Bills.
The Bills are a great team.
They're okay. Oh, my God. I know. They did good. They did good. That was a surprise for everybody.
I was surprised the Raiders won.
I'm surprised this last week of a lot of things in sports. I mean,
like what?
Broncos, Bills, Raiders, and then also Ravens and who'd they fight? It was a fight. Ravens and this is what happens when you hang out with guys who are in motorcycle accidents and are getting older. You start acting like them. Who did the Baltimore Ravens play?
I don't remember.
Someone out there help me. Come on. Think hard and I'll catch the wave.
Well, who's playing Monday?
Was it Kansas City?
No.
Kansas City didn't play.
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing pretty good. Oh, you know what I watched?
What'd you watch?
Last night? The Netflix open. They have, this is actually fun to watch. They have the Grand Prix race car drivers paired up with professional golfers playing at the Wynn. So,
oh, that's right. The Formula One's that is this, in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. This week.
Oh wow.
They so you got the race car drivers driving the golf carts, and the golfers.
That's a bad sign.
Well, they're all golfing, but I mean, it was just that's how they paired them up, and it was pretty fun to watch.
I gotta watch that. Hey, you know, I've been. I don't know if you watch anime at all.
What is that?
Anime.
Oh, is it like the cartoon thing?
Yeah, the cartoon.
No, I don't watch those.
See, when I was in Japan, we watched a lot of those.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's popular there.
Yeah, real popular. Yeah. And there's one on Netflix called Blue Eyed Samurai.
So what's it about?
Ah, so you ask. I must have told you. Well, apparently, back in Meiji times, they kicked all the foreigners out. You can only be Japanese to live in Japan.
Okay.
Okay, so apparently this person's mom worked at a brothel, got pregnant, had a child. Child had blue eyes. How many Japanese have blue eyes?
Not many.
So anyway, they end up being chased. The grandmother's hut gets burned down. The kid runs in, meets a famous sword maker who's blind. Huh. And so throughout the whole thing, they're trained. And spoiler alert, you find out halfway through that the child is a woman. Oh. So not only are they a foreigner, but it's a female who learned how to do sword fighting by watching folks practice and how to read people from the famous sword maker because he told
telegraphing them. Their moves. Yeah.
So it was pretty interesting. I mean, I've seen two or three of them now.
Interesting.
So it was pretty good. I really enjoyed it. But I like, manga. I love manga. When I was in Japan, I love manga. I loved it.
I like Tom and Jerry. I mean, it's just Tom and Jerry.
Not quite what they consider manga in Japan, but that's all right.
And I remember all these animated things. I remember.
By the way, it's not a kid show.
Oh, it's not a kid show. So not for kids.
Content in there.
I think I was 7 years old when Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer came out, and that was a big deal. I thought, man, this show is just awesome. And, now look where we are. Oh, my gosh.
So now with the new rules, what gender would Rudolph be?
Oh, he was a boy because he there was a
well, would he be a boy
I can't
now?
Remember the.
Can't girls.
Why do you have to go there?
Can't reindeers fly too?
Do all
reindeers have antlers?
No. Reindeer do.
Yeah.
But
why couldn't it be Robin the reindeer?
And caribou, so.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
This is my
His
holiday.
His name is Rudolph.
This is my holiday.
They call me Rudolph.
They call me Rudolph.
This guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen the Oppenheimer movie?
No, my son saw it, said it was long, and it was kind of a downer.
Yeah, the whole thing with Oppenheimer was pretty bizarre.
He was going to go see, you've seen Killers of the Flower Moon?
Not yet, I haven't.
Saw it. They did follow the book. The books, I thought the book was better than the movie, only because...
Aren't you going to give me the book to read?
I think my father. So Jim, we got to get the book back from you so Jesse can read it. Anyway,
I don't want to see the movie until I read the book.
It was good, but it was over 3 hours, and it didn't really start to pick up until I think like the last third. It was interesting to watch, a lot to learn about how things were going on. It's very fact oriented.
Yeah,
but it drug on.
It wasn't fast enough.
It wasn't fast enough. Very dark and sad. And really, it never came out of that, but it did pick up momentum about the last third. But it was that movie could have been, they could have cut an hour out somehow and probably still got the same thing.
You think? See, a lot of times there's stuff in the book that they can't get out.
I don't know. It was tough to watch.
See, I want to see the movie The Creator. It's about AI and how it has progressed and what it's going to do and what it has done.
The Creator.
And it's a combination of machine and humanoid. It looks pretty cool.
Huh.
It looks pretty cool. I love sci-fi.
I think wasn't it Walmart that's replacing a lot of the people with robots now? I think that's what I heard. No, seriously.
Really?
I'm being serious. Yeah, you go to the checkout, everything, it's going to be a robot now.
Oh, that's what my son was doing for
He was being Wells a robot? Fargo.
He was implementing the new software for those stations.
Oh, wow.
Well, because they can't find people to work.
Well.
So that if you can't find somebody to do the job, but the job still has to be done, then you do the next best thing.
The thing that bothers me about that, not so much like, you say just on face value, oh, so a machine can do, you know, the simple task, right? Mm-hmm. I dislike the idea of less and less human-on-human contact.
Well, I dislike the idea of cash. You go to some places, you cannot use cash. It's got to be a credit card.
Yeah, that's...
Is that it? I don't...
We went to a nightclub the other night, Stephanie and I. And they want to take your driver's license and they scan it before you can go in.
Yeah. That's not new.
Yeah. Well, I don't like it.
Okay. Then don't go to that club.
I am not anymore.
It's too late. They already have your information.
Yeah. Think about it. Everybody's talking about, the banks are always sending you things about, identity theft and fraud on your card and blah, blah, blah. Now these guys are copying everybody's driver's license.
Yep. You know why? Accountability. That's why they have cameras everywhere.
Well, that's why I wear a hoodie.
Your wife is not letting you wear a hoodie.
Oh, I wear a hoodie that night. It was cold.
Oh, really?
We were outside. Yeah. And then she thought, oh, good. We cued that hoodie on. It looks like everybody thinks you're ready to fight or something. I'm not ready to fight. My ears are cold. So
my ears are cold.
Yeah. I'm old.
Were you playing Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
Give me my license back.
Give me my license. Give me my license. I am 900 years old.
You don't want this. It's not for you.
You will do as I tell you. Oh,
now,
the power
shine my
of
shoes.
The force.
You got force that's been powered. Hey, speaking of power of the force.
Power of the force. That's
where the hell's
more
our fiber. Scotch at today?
Oh, yeah. I didn't get any out. We walked right down here and started doing the show, so probably have to get that afterwards. And
okay.
Let's see where we are. Well, we're just about there, folks. So you may not. It depends if we can figure it out.
Next week, no.
Next week, no, because we're going to be out of state, both of us, out of the state of play or out of the state of mind. And but then we'll be back the following week because we know you really enjoy listening to us talk shit all day. So anyway. Thanks for listening.
Oh, who's going to win on Thanksgiving Day? Is it going to be, will the Dallas Cowboys win or will the Lions win?
Detroit Lions?
Detroit Lions are tough, dude. They are looking awesome.
So who are you going to take?
Half of my family are little Blaxicans and my sister-in-law from Mexico, Chihuahua, live in Texas. So I gotta pull.
I was gonna go for Texas too. We got friends and family out there.
Yeah, but I've got friends from Detroit. They don't always admit it, but they're from Detroit.
Yeah, I just don't know anybody. I think. Let me think. Not Detroit, Michigan. I know people in Michigan. I got family in Michigan. Yeah. I don't think in Detroit though.
Are they Upers?
What's a Uper?
Upper
Peninsula. Peninsula. Yeah, they are. I think they are. Yeah,
they're Upers.
Yeah. Don't you know? Oh no, that's Minnesota.
Close enough.
Pretty close.
You betcha.
You banger, you betcha. Okay. All right. Before we get ourselves in any more trouble, we're going to go consume some food and drink. And everybody out there, have a really safe and happy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk to you the following week. Yeah, sound good with you?
That sounds good with me. And make sure that uncle who's always pissing you off,
give him a big hug.
Give him a big hug and tell him what a dick he is.
Yeah.
And then walk away.
And he'll appreciate you for that.
Yes, he will.
And then send us a video.
Yeah, I want to see the response.
All right. Let's roll.
Adios.
Mission Complete will be back soon. We will never change our tune. We thank you for your loyal support, so please subscribe and share our port. Sound off, 1, 2. Sound off, 3, 4. Sound off, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's roll.